Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Monali, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the Zydus Cadila Healthcare conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode. I will be standing by for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Pankaj Patel of Zydus Cadila Healthcare. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon to all of you, and welcome to our post-results teleconference for the third quarter for the financial year 2025. Overall, in quarter three, we achieved 29% net profit growth on standalone basis in spite of our API business suffering a setback due to price pressure. The consolidated profits were lower year-on-year due to lower contribution from Altana JV, which in turn is due to transition to a consignment-based sales model and has one-off the effect this time. Coming to the detail of standalone performance during quarter three, the highlights are as follows. The net sales revenue increased by 8% to 2,780 million, and the net sale increased for the first 9 months by 10.6%. The top-line growth in this quarter was driven by 10.5% increase in domestic sales, mainly domestic formulations. Exports degrew by 14.9% due to degrowth in API and intermediates, and our top brand, Etain, became the top 20 largest brand in the country, and the new brand, which we launched only this year, Nucoxia, has just been declared the best brand for the year 2024 by ORG IMS. The profit before interest, depreciation, tax, and amortization increased by 8% year-on-year to 609 million, and the PBDIT margin was maintained at 21.9%. The net profit for the quarter was 395 million, up 29% year-on-year from rupees 306 million in quarter three last year. This was helped by lower interest and forex gains. Coming to the details of consolidated results, the consolidated net sales increased marginally to 3,051 million in quarter three. Although the international formulation growth was strong at 24%, but because of new launches, this is mainly because of new launches in French business, the overall growth was constrained by lower sales by the Altana JV, which was down 65% year-on-year to 75 million, our 50% of the share. Let me explain the effect of Altana JV in more detail. Earlier, the JV was reporting sales upon dispatches, that is, on principal-to-principal basis. In quarter four, the JV shifted to a consignment-based model where sales will be booked only upon consumption by Altana. Since Altana was holding inventory, the JV lost 2 months' sales in quarter therefore. But of this impact, bulk of this impact came in quarter three, and our share of profit from the JV was only 61 million, down by 70%. The quarter four for the JV ended in December 2024 is better, with sales and profits about double compared to the quarter three, and we expect normal business to resume in quarter one next fiscal. If I give you specific numbers for Altana JV, the sales in the first half, our part of 50%, was 458 million. Quarter three, the sale was 75 million. Quarter four, the sale will be 151 million, and for the whole year, the sale will be 683 million. That's our part of the 50%. And our part of profit for the first half was 366 million. Quarter three, it was 61 million, and quarter four is 136 million. So total for the year will be 563 million. Additionally, the investment in the generic business in France, where we have 56 products basket at the end of December 2024 from the 46 I mentioned to you last time, led higher growth, higher loss because of investment to 54 million in the French subsidiary. The aggregate impact of these two factors resulted in, on comparable basis, a profit being lower by 185 million year-on-year basis. That explains the 85% drop in the profit. This explains 30% drop in the profit for the quarter from 403 million to 281 million. Thank you, and I will now start the question and session with you. You may address questions on domestic market and non-regulated market with Mr. Nayak, on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel, and on regulated market to me. Over to coordinator for Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 on your touchtone enabled telephone keypad. On pressing star 1, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. We have our first question from Ms. Monica Joshi of Quantum Securities.
Hi, sir. This is just regarding some of your accounting entries. If you could tell us why the percentage of other expenditure as a percentage of sales has gone up so sharply, and similar with the raw material expenses. This is on a consolidated basis.
If you want head-wise details, then I will get back to you, because head-wise details we will not have. Reason for expenses going up is spent on R&D and filings.
So can you just throw some light on what has been your R&D spend in this quarter and correspondingly in the last quarter?
Yeah. Research spent this quarter is 167 million compared to 130 million in the comparable previous quarter.
Okay. And this is accounted for in other expenses, right?
Yeah. It is grouped in other expenses.
Okay. And raw material expenses, you said, sir?
Raw material expenses is, explanation has been given.
That would be because of Altana and...
No, it is not. I mean, are you talking about standalone or consolidated?
Consolidated.
That's because
consolidated
of Altana. Because Altana's low material cost sales is down, and that's why overall cost of raw material consumption is high.
Okay. Sir, again about your... our latest agreement that you have signed with Mayan Group, and you propose to set up an API and formulations plant. Could you throw some light on the capex that you would be incurring here?
The details of projects are still being worked out, so we cannot give you exact numbers on that. We intend to give you a clear guidance on this in next 2 to 3 weeks.
When will the sales actually start? When will the revenue start? Have you worked that?
We expect the business to start by 2007.
FY07, that is?
Yeah.
So can you also give some outlook on how your excise payments will now be with the new rules coming up?
Well, the MRP-based excise could affect the third-party manufactured products. Fortunately for us, our company, we commissioned our new facility at Baddi in the month of September and has gone into full-swing production from January itself. So for us, it is not going to be a significant impact. Whatever little bit of impact is there because of excise is being made good through a corresponding revision in the prices.
Okay, so basically you would remain neutral on
right.
Sir, about Citus France, you had indicated last conference call that you would be launching Omeprazole in November. So can you just...
We have already launched in November Omeprazole.
Okay, so thanks a lot. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Yeah. Participants who wish to ask questions, may you please press star 1. Next, we have Mr. Ajay Sharma from CLSA.
Team, just want to know on the French generic business, you've launched quite a few products, but what is the environment like in terms of competition? Is it good or worse than you expected? And how do you see that panning out over the next 2-3 years, not just a few quarters?
The French market, the competition as usual in generic is always high. So we were expecting high competition, but we see that the competition is even little higher than what we expected. So we could expect some margin pressure on the French market. However, this is not significantly higher, but definitely there seems to be some margin pressure. Fortunately for us, we would be basically from next financial year sourcing, supplying product ex-India, and that would basically improve our margin. So we see a margin pressure for the current year as far as French business is concerned, that is the calendar year 2005. But in calendar year 2006, because of shift of site, that margin pressure would be taken care of. The response to market is, as we expected, a little better than that. So our sale has been above target for the first 3 months of operation. That's a positive sign, but it's too short a period to really give you the prognosis of that. But maybe at the end of second quarter, we should be able to tell you that now after 6 months, we can clearly see what is going, how the things are going to be go forward.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is on the U.S. business. You filed a lot of ANDAs, in fact, among the highest, among the first entrants. Now, how do you see that business evolving for you? How many products would you have, say, approved by the end of calendar this year, number one? Number two is, how would you distribute? And in 3 years, where do you see that business?
We expect to launch about 5 products this calendar year. And the business would be done through a distributor with which we are in the final stage of negotiation and signing of agreement. And more details of that we will provide you once we sign the agreement. We expect the product to be on the market in the first quarter of next financial year. And as far as the filing is concerned, our filing is continuing. We expect significant filing this quarter. And with respect to the numbers, in 3 years, we have not yet given any guidance about the numbers. And at suitable time, we will come back to you with the numbers.
Wonderful. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Ms. Vishalakshmi from DSP Merrill Lynch.
Thank you. I have two questions. One is, can you highlight what is the status of the cost rationalization exercise which has been going on over the last 2 years? What sort of cost savings and, you know, what are the future initiatives? And the second is, what is the outlook on the Altana JV? Because it appears that on a year-on-year basis, the profits have remained flat. So, you know, what is the growth outlook towards that portion of the business?
First of all, the initiative which we have done for cost optimization through PRISM has yielded the first phase of results. The second year, this was institutionalized within the in-house, and we have further improved the number. You could see that our material cost for the quarter, if you compare, is 230 basis point lower than the previous quarter last year. And this has become a kind of a process within organizations through which between 3 to 5% cost optimization on the cost base or cost spend should happen year on year. We have a full organization now in place, a team in place internally whose job is to deliver this, and we believe that we can sustainably going through. The second question is about outlook of Altana JV. We have a flat earning this year or actually lower earning than last year this year. That's mainly because of the change in the method of accounting for the sales. Next year, we clearly see the number hitting back to the original number. As we move forward, we expect that this number may not go up significantly but we would remain in the same range.
Just to follow up, in terms of the cost optimization, are there any consultancy fees in this quarter?
There are some consultancy fees in this quarter, but that's the end of it. We are not going to having this consultancy fee next quarter onwards.
How much is it for this quarter?
This quarter, I don't have the number of late available. We could provide you Vishalakshi offline.
Okay, and on the Altana JV, what is the status in terms of any future product launches, anything?
Currently, we do not have, we are discussing some things, but we do not have anything specific to report.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next is Mr. Manish Bhandari from ING.
Sir, just this on the second loss what you said of 54 million. When you see think that it could reverse, and when you see showing profit in your subsidiary.
We would be able to break even next year. Current year, we are still in the launch of generics, and we would be showing some certain losses for the. So the next financial year, we should be able to. That's the or the year, calendar year 06, which is the calendar year, accounting year for the French subsidiary, where we could we are expecting break even.
Okay, so that will be a break even.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Ms. Shahina from HDFC Securities.
Hi, this is a continuing question on the Altana joint venture. You mentioned there's some change in the method of accounting for the sales. Could you elaborate on this, please?
See, what was happening when we were dispatching the goods from India, we were to make a bill. And as soon as the sale is made, the sale is happening. Now, the method of sales has changed from that to consignment basis. That means as soon as the goods are produced, they are shipped to Altana. When they consume, actually the payment, the bill is raised and payment is made. Now, as a result, whatever is transit inventory and Altana inventory was there, so there is a gap of approximately 2 months in the sales.
So this has affected this quarter?
This has affected this quarter number. We don't expect the next quarter to be impacted because of that.
And what is the amount of Altana in the consolidated sales numbers that we have? It would be in the API exports, right?
I can give you this quarter. The Altana consolidated number is on top line sales is 75 million and profit is 61 million.
And this is versus in the previous corresponding quarter?
Yeah, I can just go ahead. Profit 200 million. Okay, the sales number for the corresponding quarter last year was 211 million.
211 million.
And 75 million now.
Yeah.
And the profit number last year was 200 million.
Okay.
Versus 61 million now.
Okay, and was this also there in the previous quarter sequential basis? No.
Sorry.
And was it also there in the second quarter? Was this impact to any extent being felt in the second quarter?
No. It was only in this quarter, and
only
we
this
don't expect
quarter.
The next quarter the same thing, because next quarter for actually over for the subsidiary, which was ended on 31st March, and we have the numbers with us.
Uh-huh.
So next quarter, which is quarter four for us, the Altana consolidated number will be 151 million on sale and 136 million on profit.
Okay, so it should be sort of bouncing back to normal.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay. Could you give us some more information or details on the other contract manufacturing agreements, like with Zambon, and also you have, I think, one was with Mayen. Could you elaborate on on upside from these?
I just answered one of the questions at the beginning about mine, so I would not like to repeat the same thing.
Okay, fine.
With respect to Zambon, we expect the revenue to start in the next financial year.
And what sort of investment and what sort of revenues would this joint venture?
We do not expect significant investment, because this will be mainly manufactured in our existing manufacturing facility as far as Zambon is concerned. And
okay.
We are going to begin with supplying some lyophilized products.
Okay. This quarter you had a forex loss of about 73 million, 7 crores. Why is this actually? And
this quarter actually we have a profit of 73 million.
Okay, that's a profit.
First quarter we had a loss of 90 million. This is on the forex loan which we have on books of account, and according to the accounting standards, on the last day, whatever is exchange rate, we have to adjust.
Uh-huh.
Result, there is going to be an entry, and that's why we show it as a separate entry into the results, highlighting foreign exchange fluctuations on the loans.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next is Mr. Rajesh Vora from ICICI Securities.
Good evening. I have three questions. First two for Mr. Patel, Pankaj Patel. The company seems to be investing heavily in building generic business over the past few quarters, and this year seems to be more of an investment phase. Is this phase going to continue all through FY06 as well? That's question number one. And question number two is, in terms of, are you still on track to file 16 ANDAs and about 18 DMFs, which you had targeted for current fiscal year?
On the question number one, with respect to the investment on the developed market R&D spend, we would continue spending next year on a similar level, but we do not expect this now to go up because we would not need extra money to now file more number of ANDA, because ANDA productivity has improved, B, because numbers next year will not be significantly higher than what we are planning to file this year. With respect to filing of ANDA, we have visibility clearly to file between 14 to 16 ANDAs before March of this year, and also 18 DMF this year. We are very much on track as of now for all of these ANDAs.
Okay. To Mr. Nayak, in terms of some color on a possible impact of VAT implementation from 1st April this year.
Yeah, we have taken all the necessary steps required. We have gone quite proactively right from this month itself, so that if any impact does come in the month of March, we would not be impacted by it.
Okay, so you don't see any magnitude of impact that we saw last time in March 2003, quarter ended, the whole industry had a pretty severe impact of disruption of sales because of uncertainties around VAT implementation.
Rajesh, if you recollect, last year when all the other companies did have some impact on their revenues, mm-hmm. we were kind of saved from that.
Hmm.
This year, in fact, we started the exercise right from December. I don't think I would be in a position to divulge all the proactive measures we have taken.
Sure.
Suffice it to say that we have taken care of the eventualities which may arise. So we, in short, don't expect to get hit by this VAT.
Okay. And if Mr. Pankaj Patel can draw some corollary between the investment that's being going on building generic business versus the potential without numbers in terms of the revenue scale-up that can happen, as you mentioned, about five product launches in the U.S., is it going to be significantly get accelerated in calendar 06 and onwards?
We definitely see the accelerating this in calendar 06 for sure. We're excited about the arrangement which we are working out with for the distribution, and the initial feedback and the forecast we are getting now from our distribution partner is very exciting. So we believe that 06 definitely will see a good, very high revenue jump from the generic business.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Manish Gore from Voyager.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I just want to understand if you could explain to us your pathway to profitability in your French business, as in what's the revenue run rate like and what's the cost run rate and how does the cost structure shift when you shift a lot of manufacturing to India? I mean, just to get a better sense of that.
First, let me take your last question. When we shift the product from currently our French subsidiary, which we bought the business, is sourcing the products from European manufacturers. When this product's manufacturing site is shifted from the European manufacturing site to Indian manufacturing site, we expect that the margin would significantly improve because we will have India cost advantage. So that would basically improve the margin, and that's the reason why we are seeing that 2006 onwards we can see the company doing very well in terms of not only top line, but also in terms of bottom line.
Could you quantify that margin?
Well, at the current level, we see there is a delta of about 20 to 30% between the cost in Europe and cost in India.
Okay.
It depends from product to product.
Right. And what are the revenue numbers like from France for this quarter, for example?
Okay, we can provide it. For this quarter, the French number, $69 million.
Okay. And what's the loss there?
$53 million.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1. Next is Ms. Rohita from Prabhudas Liladhar.
I had two questions. First is regarding Alfama. You mentioned that the revenue figure is $69 million, which I believe is a sharp degrowth on a Q-on-Q basis, if you could explain for that. And second, what is the number of ANDA filings made in the last quarter?
Sorry, first of all, apologies to Manish. I think we didn't give you the right number. So give me a minute, I'll come back to you with the right number. Can I get the transcript? Can I just come back to you with the number? I just don't have the number in front of me.
Regarding the ANDA filings, the number of filings made?
Okay. On the ANDA front, as I mentioned to you, we will complete our target for the year by March end. Till date, we have filed 3 ANDAs.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next is Mr. Pawan Nahar from Kotak.
Yeah, my questions have been asked, but there's one that I'd like to ask Mr. Patel. This is on the manufacturing JVs that you've entered into with Zambon and Main Group. Now, if I were to look at Cadila, you have big plans. You are already there, I mean, in the U.S. market, in the French market, and you have a big deal with Altana. Now, if in terms of, you know, overall perspective, potential of the Zambon and Main deal, I somehow at this moment I'm not able to understand, is that significant enough for the group to be, you know, investing into it in terms of time, resources?
I think one of the deals is a significant deal.
Which is this? Is this the main one?
Yes, the main deal is a significant deal.
Okay.
It basically eventually would take care of any profit dip we would have because of patent expiry, and then revenue margins going down at that stage would eventually take care of that also.
Just by making some of these anti-cancer injectables and APIs?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and can we expect something more on these lines?
We would provide you, as I mentioned in one of the questions earlier, we are at this moment working out all the details, and once the details are in place, we will be able to provide you guidance about what kind of investment we are talking about, what kind of time frame, and what kind of revenues we are expecting over a period. These are on the final discussions, and once these are ready in the next few weeks, we will provide you the guidance.
Okay, and one final question. This is, how's your experience with Baddi been? You said that you're already fully operational there.
Yeah.
That's one. How's your experience in terms of operations, availability of people, and what are the kind of savings? Have we seen any savings in the third quarter? I mean, the numbers where you've reported, the reported numbers rather.
Number one, Baddi, our experience has been okay. We have no significant issues, except, of course, there are a lot of companies setting up plants, so there is a lot of demand for people, but we have a full team in place already, and so we have no issues with respect to running the plant smoothly. With respect to the improvement, whatever we produce there, there is a sort of a saving in excise component to the extent of about 1.5% compared to earlier MRP, non-MRP based excise load. So there is a saving to the extent of 1.5% because of shift of production there. We started production, as you must be aware, late September. So not significant volumes have been there in the last quarter. Also, there is going to be a major benefit, which is basically no income tax on those income.
By 1.5%, you mean 1.5% of sales, or you mean, say, if you are paying 8%, you...
1.5% of the sales.
Yeah. Okay. Fine, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Jaishal Shah from JP Morgan.
Yeah, I just have one question on your ANDA filings. So if you can tell us how many ANDAs you've filed in the current year so far. I heard you filed 3 ANDAs. I'm
current,
not sure whether it was for
yes.
the quarter or...
Current year, we have filed 3 ANDAs so far, but we'll be on target by March. End.
Okay. And how many DMFs have you filed so far?
80. This year, we have up till now, we have filed 6 ANDAs. Sorry, DMFs.
Okay. Can you tell us what is the brand value of the 3 ANDAs that you have filed?
I don't have the number offhand available.
Any indicative number of...
Sorry, I just now don't have the number, otherwise I would just promote it. Because I think at the end of next quarter, when we have filed all the ANDAs, we will provide you a number for whatever ANDA file, what is the market size.
Okay.
Yeah, but we should be able to provide you in our next meeting in April.
So if you, and last year you had filed, I actually don't remember how many ANDAs you had filed last year.
Last year we filed 12 and 3 more, now we are at 15 at this moment.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Madhusudan from Citigroup.
You've seen a lot of turmoil in the U.S. Market as far as the generic industry is concerned. Have you realigned your strategy at all for this market? If you could throw some light on that.
We have selected product from the beginning, assuming that we are going to have competition. And that's why the one of the driver for selection was cost excellence. And I think that itself takes care of whatever turmoil which we see in the U.S. market at this moment. So we do not have to really do a major course correction because of the situation in the U.S. market. Since we are now starting, we do not see any impact of that on us, except that, yes, the products could have lower prices than one would have expected.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Rahul from Carby Stockbroking.
Hello, sir. I wanted to know what is the... could you give us some update on the pentoprazole expiry and what could be the implications on the company?
First of all, pentoprazole patent is valid till 2009, so it's not going to expire before that. That's our strong belief and legal advice. And we do not expect the numbers to be impacted thereafter. At this moment, we have not have our final numbers post expiry of patent, so I'm unable to give you exact numbers thereafter.
And sir, this one wanted to know what is the R&D expense for the quarter and till 9 months?
Yeah, 1 minute. For the quarter, the R&D expenditure is 167 million, and up to the quarter, the number is 486 million.
Okay, 9 months. And sir, with around 10 to 12 ANDAs being filed in the last quarter, what type of R&D expenses you are looking at?
On a similar line, because a lot of this money has been spent to develop this ANDA. But actually the filing will happen now, but the money has been already spent upfront. So there are front-end spending. So we expect similar R&D spending for the next quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is a follow-up from Mr. Manish Bhandari of ING.
Sir, I've got my query on the previous question I asked about the losses. You said 06 calendar year you'll be breaking. So 05, what kind of quantum of losses we could see and maybe the investment that to be called?
Yeah, agreed. I think we expect approximately 4 million loss from the French subsidiary for the for this next calendar year, which is 05 calendar year.
05 calendar year.
Yeah, 4 million euro, not dollars.
4 million euro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is a follow-up from Mr. Manish Gore of Voyager.
Hi, my question has been asked and answered. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is a follow-up from Mr. Pawan Nahar of Kotak.
Yeah, last year you spent some 60 crores in R&D. Yeah, 62 crores in R&D. This year I have a budget of something like 80 crores. Is that okay?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah, and which would mean that you would spend something like 30 crores in the fourth quarter. Okay, and at this moment you are spending some 16, 17 crores. And
yeah, we expect maybe a 10 crore lower spend than that. So our expectation, as I mentioned, would be between 16 to 20 crore for this quarter for R&D.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1. At this moment, there are no further questions from participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Pankaj Patel for final remarks.
Thank you very much for joining us today in this teleconference, and I look forward to talk to you again after the annual results. Thank you very much and good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing CyberBazaar's conferencing service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a nice evening.